This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 143 for Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Where if you can ink it, we are going to talk about it. Can't believe it's 143. That's like a magic number.
You actually read the script. It's like the first time in like a year and a half.
You know, I'm just all about the winging it.
Involved with the wing in it.
That's how I live.
So. Okay, here we are.
I know. It's
143.
Cold?
That's not bad. It was nice out today.
Not warm. I mean, a week ago I guess a week ago we got back from LA. So 2 weeks ago we were leaving for LA, and in between there we were in LA and it was warm.
Yeah, but we were in the hotel most of the time.
We got out a couple times. We walked in the morning, and that was nice. We went to Beverly Hills, and that was cool.
Yes, it was. So.
It's like total fangirl. We sat outside a couple times. We walked across the street. We got out a lot more than we normally do. So, just saying. I miss it.
Oh, well. Spring is in like 24 days or something like that.
Not soon enough.
Oh.
Nope. Apparently Tim says we are too loud.
Well.
Sorry, Tim. So we had a couple thoughts for things to talk about.
All right, you go. I'm going to sit back and chill out here. I've got my last cold snap here, and I'm just going to...
There you go. All right. Well, there was a thread on the Facebook FPN forum today about Grail pens, and the comment was that the post said that there are lots and lots of posts that ask, what is your Grail pen? But nobody ever asks, why? And there were, I don't know, like 70 or 75 different comments. And I thought that was a good thing to talk about, because it's true. You talk about your Grail pen. Oh, I really want this. Or, you know, if I ever see one of these, I'm going to get it. But you don't ever really hear why. For example, our super good friend Eric has wanted a Kaweco safety.
Sports,
I think,
safety.
Sports safety. Mm-hmm. I think for as long as I've known him, but I've never heard him say why. Did he have one he lost? Did his grandfather have one? Did he see one and it just appealed to him? I mean, you know.
It's just hard to find. That could be an option.
So it's just a challenge?
For some, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess
it was a Parker snake. I don't hear many people talk.
What is the definition of Grail, though, right? Because by definition, shouldn't Grail be something that is almost unattainable?
Well, for Eric, it almost was.
Well, you know, but for some people, it's like, you know, if I get a, I don't know. I mean, Grail to me means something that you probably will never get.
Okay.
Because I can't have a new Grail every week.
Yes, that is true. You cannot have a new Grail every week. Well, for me...
Wow, four minutes in and I'm getting it. Jeez.
For me, originally, an Aurora Mare was a pen that I would never have spent that much money on myself. I always thought it was beautiful. Aurora is an Italian company. They make gorgeous looking pens that are also amazing writers. And, you know, that sea blue, that Mare is just so pretty.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was pretty. So to me, that was a Grail pen. If I ever found one at a price that I could afford, I would scrape up and roll nickels and pennies and buy it. You know, sell a child or something. As for the why, I think just because it was so pretty and just one of those things that at the time I thought if I ever had this, I would never need another pen. So I would say that I was naive.
Yeah, Tim says in the chat, he says Grail is highly overused, I think. I think that's maybe the case.
True.
I mean, like, I don't know that I have a Grail pen. I don't think much about it. I guess when you have access to a lot of pens, sometimes it gets...
You get a little jaded.
Maybe you get a little jaded. It's you know, you can have... a gentleman walked into the store this evening, and he says, well, perhaps I should ask what the store owners carry in their pocket. Well, I mean, when you get your pick of the litter, I mean, it gets tough. I mean, right now there is a pen that's high on my list that I would like, but
okay, why?
I like the Mont Blanc 149, the 90th, and why do I want it? Because it's made for only the 1 year. The nib is outstanding. It's just gorgeous looking. Does it qualify as a Grail? No, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's top of the list.
Okay.
You just said before the podcast I could tag it. I don't know what the heck I'm doing here on the podcast. I should be back at the store boxing the damn thing up.
I don't think so.
Well, are you going back on it? You said before the podcast, just take the thing.
You can have it. You just can't leave in the middle of the podcast.
Oh. All right. Thank you for joining us.
No. Anyway. What other pens, like, did you look for a long time, and why?
What have I looked for a long time? That's a tough one. I don't know. There is one vintage pen that I've been looking for how many years have we been doing this? 18, and I still have not found it. I've seen it once.
Okay, so would that qualify as, you know, the Grail?
I guess it's the completest in me though, right? So
right.
I have all five colors of the Esterbrook Twist Filler except for copper. I've only ever seen one copper. And
okay.
I didn't buy it. So.
Okay, what about other pens that you really want that aren't like, that you're not actively searching for? Like for me, I had, and this certainly is not an expensive pen, I had a Labelle Mosaic years ago, and gave it to a student of not mine, someone else's. And so part of me has remorse over that. Just going to go with that.
Going to gloss right over that.
And I always wanted to replace it, but I never really actively looked for it. One kind of fell into our hands last year. Was it Baltimore?
Chicago, I thought.
Chicago. All right. Sometime last year, kind of stumbled across one, and now I have it, and it's going to be part of another topic in just a little bit.
No, that's not exactly the same color, though, right?
No, it's not. It was the other one. I had the brown.
I tried really hard.
I know.
The pen came to the table.
But it was one of those things that I regretted giving up, but I never actively looked for it. So it was really a passive kind of thing. I don't know. Just I thought it was an interesting post on FPN about why you want, you know, why a Grail pen is a Grail pen for you. Either you know you're never going to be able to afford it, so you're just going to lust after it from afar, or for a lot of people, if it's more expensive than you normally would pay, I know that many people feel that they shouldn't spend that money if you're not going to use it. If you're afraid to take it out and toss it in your briefcase, your purse, or leave it at work on your desk, what's the point in spending the money if it's just going to sit in a drawer? So for right. some people, maybe the cost is the factor.
Well, you know, we look through the Mont Blanc catalog often, at the store, and there are a couple of 149s in there that most people don't even know exist. They're really nice.
So are Fabergé eggs, and you're not getting those either.
I would use it, though. Honestly, honey, I would use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would use it.
Yeah, that's what scares me. You know, in the bottom of your briefcase, in the bottom of your backpack under two laptops. Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, I'd use it. And I have it in my pocket.
Okay. All right.
As long as the shirts don't, you know, they're not too short.
Anyway. Just curious. So.
I would say that twist filler is probably the one. I'll find it someday. I know I will. After that, it's tough to say. So.
Okay. Well, that leads us into another question that's kind of in the same vein. There are pens that most of us have that don't get as much love as they should for a number of reasons. And I was looking through my drawer of pens before the podcast, and we were talking about this beforehand. And the question is, well, why do you keep pens you don't use? And if you don't use them but you keep them, why don't you use them? Like, if you don't hate them, you know, they're not astronomically big for you, or
I just don't sell any pens.
You do now.
Once they make it in that chest behind me, they don't make it out.
Oh, they might. Well, for example, you bought me a pen when you got two big Parker cases for Father's Day.
Six 12 Parker case, lighted display cases.
Yeah, we rented a U-Haul trailer, drove several hours, picked up two. We intended to get one for sure, but brought back two Parker cases and a couple pens. And I got to keep one of the pens. And
the funny thing is I forgot to give it to you.
I know.
I set it aside for what I was just giving it to you for your birthday. And I set it aside. I put it in a Parker box. And I set it aside somewhere, and I lost it. I totally forgot about it until, like, the week after your birthday. And
yeah, I was like, shouldn't I have gotten something, like a pen?
Yeah, something.
I mean, it's a gorgeous, forgive me, Wayne. I know you hate this. It's a gorgeous Parker 75.
What's the pattern? I can't remember the name of the pattern. It's French.
I don't remember.
It's got the dot. It's not the line and dot, the English line and dot, but this is French.
It's really pretty. But for some reason, it started to collect crud around the collar.
And it sounds like a personal problem to me.
It does. It does. I need to get out some Tide or something. Ink would kind of crud up around where the nib goes into the suction and to the collar. And I'd clean it off and keep using it. It wrote fine, but it just really kind of annoyed me, so I stopped using it. Probably what I should do is take a page from our own book when people call or come into the store and the pen's just not writing the way it should or the way you want it to. You know, some of the first things we suggest is give it a good cleaning, change out the ink, try something else, try a different paper, but definitely clean first and then change the ink. And I didn't do that. I just cleaned it and put it away. So... I'm all impatient.
Right.
I freely admit, and some in the chat, Jenny, Paul, come on, help me out. I'm impatient. I am not the only one in the world who uses fountain pens, who wants a pen to just write.
Well, I mean, that's a reasonable expectation.
I think so. I ink it up. It should just write. It shouldn't have crud around the collar. It quite possibly was the ink. It was an older ink. So, you know, that's a dumb moment. I should have just switched out the ink. But instead, I cleaned it because there are other pens in my collection that don't annoy me. So I use those.
I guess I know what you're doing tomorrow.
I'm inking up my pen.
Yeah.
I'm going to rotate some out, I think.
Okay.
But are there any that you have that for some reason you just don't use?
Well, see, I'm more patient.
Yes, you are.
Perhaps more patient than you, and being a bit of a collector, if I get something that doesn't write well, I have other pens that I can use. So, which is maybe a bad excuse. Last year in May, we picked up a used Sailor Naginata Toji, 1911 large, and Naginata Toji, the ribbed pattern. Really, really a super, super pen. Music nib. And it never quite wrote right. I believe there have been some modifications done to the nib, and it didn't write very well. So
you could tell that it had some work done.
Yeah, I had Yukio Nagahara work on the pen in D.C., but at the D.C. show on Saturday, it's the busiest show, and he got it working better, but it still wasn't right. So after the show, I realized that, you know, and I had to rush back to the table because my appointment was like in the middle of the afternoon. It was really, really a stupid time. It didn't work. I set it down on the desk, and then I waited until L.A. this year, and John Monashaw is always right, you know, right next to us. And so when I saw the sign, John standing up, I walked over, gave him the pen, and John spotted the problem right away, and he fixed it. And I didn't leave until the thing. I mean, it's fantastic, and I've been writing notes at work with it, and it's got a very broad downstroke and a very thin crossstroke, and you got the Anderson Pen's Robin's Egg blue in the pen, which really shades nice, and with that much ink on the paper, it's very satisfying, very smooth. Starts the first time it touches the paper, it writes the way a sailor should.
John said that it looked like it had some work done.
Yeah, John said he could tell it had worked onto it. And he fixed it up right.
When it came to you, it wasn't ready to write.
No,
whereas
it wasn't
some right. other,
it,
you know, and maybe I need to look at my Parker 75 and
maybe you need to. Here's the pen. It's the ribbed version, which is very, very hard to find. It has the flat top with the Sailor logo in it. But it's still a 1911. It's got the rounded hand. So
the chat is having quite an interesting conversation about accumulator versus collector versus user. I have confessed to being all three. Someone mentioned a hoarder as well. That's
just
you.
Just give me pens. I'm not a hoarder.
You're a hoarder. You are a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder. I freely admit my problem. And if people could see my desk, they might just freak out, but that's another story.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I look at my desk, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Too many. All right, so do you have other pens that didn't get as much love for a while?
I had an Omos that didn't quite write very well.
Okay.
A Paragon. But, you know, and I'm not one to go in and have people work on nibs. If they don't write either, yeah, put them away, but I'm starting to do that now because I'm using more modern pens in my day-to-day, so I want them to write, and especially, you know, you're a pen store owner and you want to write a note. Your pen's got to write, so I'm less tolerant of it, but I have so many other pens to choose from that if it's not writing, I'll pick something else up. And then usually I forget about it, which is why I don't get stuff fixed. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it was real exciting this week. I've been writing notes all day long with my Sailor, and just it's like a paintbrush. It's beautiful. And that ink is awesome.
Awesome. The label that I got to replace the one that I grudgingly, willingly gave away. It went to a good cause. The student did a really good job, but
okay.
Anyway, now that I have it again, it's a little big. I'm not going to sell it. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I don't know why I don't use it. Maybe it's just a hair big. Maybe because it isn't exactly the one that I had. Or maybe I just have too many others in rotation. And
well, maybe it's the same reason. Like, remember, like watching old TV shows. When you watch them in the 70s and 80s, they were awesome. And then now you go and you see them on Netflix and you watch them, and you're like, man, that's just really not the same. It's not the same. It's awful. You know, it's not. Maybe that's the case. It was good at some point in time, and now it's doesn't fit the need.
Maybe. I mean, I'm glad I have it, and I still think it's a pretty pen, and it makes me happier than when I didn't have it. And I suppose I should, maybe that and the Parker 75 will go into rotation, and I'll take two others out. But just curious. And there's a thread about you and cats in the chat, by the way.
My goodness.
I think it was Robert who said when they were talking about the difference between collector versus accumulator versus user, and Robert made a good point. He said, think cat breeder versus cat lady. Nice, so you'd be the cat lady.
Covered in cats.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You have a lot of pens.
I don't know what I have. I mean, they're not all customer pens. They're my pens. I got a couple of legacies, two, three of them. A Paragon, a 149.
You have a lot of pens.
Couple Edisons.
And you have a thing for your Montblanc Bordeaux ink.
I do. I actually found I found cartridges the other day. Now, I thought I had more than this, but I found I thought I had two of these. This is the actual Bordeaux cartridge. I don't know where the other box went. I didn't use them, but I don't know.
I still have the Penman Sapphire that I'm hoarding. There were two bottles a Parker Penman Sapphire at the LA show, but I could not bring myself to pay $100. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't do it.
I felt bad. I don't want you. I wasn't. You know, I mean, you certainly could have gotten it if you wanted. It just seemed.
No, can't do it. Too cheap. I'm too cheap. They were too expensive. It's a bottle of ink.
Yeah, yeah.
$50. I mean, it's a gorgeous color, but I don't even think they were completely full. Just can't
do
it.
I didn't see them. I didn't. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like a couple of those pens from Sarge that I really, really wanted. I just.
Yeah.
Really had to.
A pen you can use again and again. Ink, once it's used up. It's
all right,
gone.
I'm emailing Sarge right now. Please send me the Burgundy Naginata Toji with medium nib.
There was one I liked too.
I tell you what, why don't we just get all, maybe he'll give us a deal on all three.
There you go.
I'm serious. We got the anniversary coming up, birthdays.
Lisa survived surgery.
Valentine's Day.
We did Valentine's Day. We both got Visconti's.
I'm just saying. So we had a nice surprise in the mail.
We did.
This week. Our good friend Richard in California
is a sweetie.
We had a nice chat on Saturday afternoon, I think it was. Oh, yep. Yeah, it was Saturday.
Not Sunday.
And this came unannounced in the mail. And I'm just floored by it. I'm going to hold it up here and you can see it. It's an unusual box. It's tall. It's in Japanese. And here's the top for all you watching. This is, and I don't have a, and I guess this is me being cheap too. I don't have a bottle of this, but this is the actual bottle. Now, I didn't send the whole bottle, but this is the bottle for the Bung Box, the Sailor Bung Box. And I think the Kobe inks come in the same bottle. Gorgeous, gorgeous bottle. It's glass. It's not plastic. Very similar to, sort of similar in appearance to a Visconti bottle, but a little more elegant, perhaps. And he sent along, I think I gave you the samples there.
You did.
Six different samples of the Bung Box and the Kobe ink.
Six. And let's just say we have plans.
It's funny. The label's kind of less. I don't know. The bottle is amazing. I love this bottle. Never thought I'd actually have one. And I know they have group buys. Reddit's doing one right now. I couldn't do $30-$40 a bottle for this stuff. I don't know. I can see now, though. The bottle's great.
Well, you couldn't picture that until you had it in your hand and you got to see some of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've seen the colors and the sheen and the bottle and the whole thing, I get it now.
Yeah. So Richard had he didn't have an ink journal, but he had his own version in his notebook, and he had the different bung box colors in there, and then he had some with sheen. Real nice inks. Now, of course, people are going to wonder, if you don't know what this is, you can't get it in the United States. It's made by Sailor for specific retailers in Japan. Mm-hmm. So you can't get it. But Richard was kind enough to send the empty bottle, which is awesome. I love it, and several samples. So we're gonna be in nice big samples, so that Lisa and I and Dave can actually all get our pens
get our inks wet. Get our pens wet. Yep. It's not available at this point.
Not yet.
So we'll just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. So thank you, Richard.
Yeah, it was awesome, Richard.
Really, really unexpected, and we will follow up with a note. What else is going on? Anything? Gonna move on?
Move on.
Okay. I'm just going to play with this bottle here for a little bit.
All right, you do that.
Kind of cool.
Bunch of cool things coming in and showing up on the web. It takes us a while to get organized and unpacked and inventoried. I'm sure Dave hates it when we come back from shows, because not only do we have to get everything unpacked, inventoried, back on the shelves, caught up on any shipping for things that we had with us that Dave couldn't ship, but we bring back a ton of stuff. And it's he just handles everything with a smile, and he just jumps right in. But it's got to be frustrating, like, oh my God, here
well,
we go
he's
again.
Dave is very detail oriented.
He is.
He has a lot of order, and he likes everything in its own place. And when we come home, it is chaos. It is just, it's stuff everywhere, and we're like, hey, check this out. We got this, you know, we got this new pen, and oh, we saw this, and we talked. And
I know,
we're
so hyper, and he's just like, out of my way, we need to move.
Dave's like, you know, I got to go. I got to ship this package,
Give me the Dave box. I got to ship stuff. Yeah, keep jabbering. I'm sort of listening. for the first couple days, that's how we are. We're like, oh, wait, digging through boxes, gotta see this, or oh my God, I gotta show you this picture, or we're all focused on our tasks, and then Brian or I'll go, oh my God, did we tell you? And then the story and imitation, and
yep.
We have a good time. So Dave is a saint, but it has taken us a little bit of time to get some of the stuff up on the site, but we're getting caught up. Do you want to start first thing on the list? Do we talk about this?
I think we talked about it last week a little bit. Should I talk about the extension thereof?
Yes.
In the works. Okay, so last week we announced Yovo 1.1 and 1.5 italics, polished steel and two-tone are up. And number 6 size nibs, replacement for Monteverdi, Conklin, Noodler's Ahab, Conrad, pretty much any pen that takes a number 6 nib, you can put these in. We decided, since we put those up, we actually got a lot of people are like, well, are you going to carry the other ones too? So the extra fine, medium, and broad nibs are being made. We will have those in a reasonable amount of time, let's just put it that way. So we will have the full complement, extra fine, all the way to 1.5 in the number 6 size replacement nib. So you can put them in whatever pen you want. Right now, I am thinking of a 1.1 two-tone in the Conklin All-American in that orange.
Oh, so you'll have the Conklin All-American from Ohio, and you'll have your Delta Oro.
Delta Vita Oro, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, actually, the Conklin All-American, that orange is a hair darker than the Oro, so it's really an interesting, it's a fun color. I think it'd be really awesome with that 1.1 is. So.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, speaking of, we do have the Conklin All-Americans,
mm-hmm.
and they are up, and they have pictures.
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
You betcha, Derry.
All right. That orange is really pretty. I like that a lot. The tortoiseshell is kind of cool. I'm not sure about the Yellowstone. I think that's one of those patterns people either love or hate, and a lot of people love them.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was talking with Nathan about that at the LA show, and I was saying the same thing. I said, I'm not really sure. He goes, well, you know, actually, kind of like that one.
I think it's one of those things that you either like or you don't.
Yeah.
I would go with the orange.
Yeah, the orange is outstanding. In a reasonable price, too. It's at a reasonable price point. It's cartridge converter. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a number 6 size nib. Conklin nibs run fine, medium, or stub. They have a 1.1. But again, you could replace any of our own Anderson Yovo nibs in there too. So, nice looking pens. Solid, a little bit chunkier. Solid
yep.
feel. They post pretty decently, and I probably need a tester of those. I do like the orange. It's a very attractive color.
Yep. So we're going to get a fine or a medium?
Like I said, we're going to put an Anderson 1.1 in there, and we're going to call it a day.
There you go. So we've got those up. And the next thing, actually, first we're going to talk about vanishing points. Chicken and ale. We did acquire a couple new old stock vanishing points, the faceted ones. They're impossible to find. We lucked into these.
Well, now we have a number of them on the site. We have black, mm-hmm. and do we have burgundy up there, I think?
Yes, but...
These are not up because these are one ofs. Wow. But if you have an interest, feel free to email us back channel.
Mm-hmm. These we scored... At the show.
These are new old stock, come with boxes.
Blue and green.
Blue and green in the old style vanishing points. That beautiful clip. They both have broad nibs. Now, we may be able to work something out with you if you don't want a broad nib, but broad nib is that perfect nib for...
grinding.
For grinding if you want something smaller. I think we could probably swap out nibs from some of the other ones, a fine or a medium or something like that. Blue and green, they're darker colors. You can kind of see in the picture here.
Yeah.
Nice.
That green is really pretty.
Yeah, we've got one of each, and the only reason we're not keeping them is Lisa and I actually have a full collection, so we don't...
Which we worked really hard to complete.
A couple years to get it, yeah.
Yep.
So if anybody's interested in the blue or the green, shoot us an email and let us know. First come, first served. Otherwise, they'll be up on a website later on.
Maybe toward the weekend.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
Okay. So. And then the other thing.
All right, here you go.
Here I go. It drives Brian crazy because we have a saying. I do not want to carry something. And next thing you know, we have it. So
yep.
When we first heard from Yaffa, and Yaffa distributes Delta, Stipula, Monteverdi, Conklin, several brands, we got this first email that said that they were going to have this new line called Napkin Forever. And I thought, what the heck? Who was drinking that? Somebody was drinking at lunch, because what a crazy name for a company. And we didn't...
You know, Kenny had a good point about that, though. Because we talked about him in L.A., and he says, well, there's a computer company called Apple. What's the difference?
That's true.
Apple had nothing to do with computing.
Agreed. Absolutely. But initially, our thought was, what? So... In L.A., and I got to tell you, Ken Jones is phenomenal at his job, because he can sell ice cubes to Eskimos, because we were done shopping. And next thing you know, I come back with my arms full of stuff. After I yelled, I'll confess, after I yelled at Brian about buying stuff, I'm like, that's it, we're done. Next thing I know, I come back with this arm full of stuff. We've had a lot of interest at the store, however. These are cool. So there are three napkin products that, yes, I...
What? Do we have to explain exactly what they are?
We do. These are funky.
Before we tell them it's a napkin product.
It's not actually a napkin. It's a pencil, sort of.
It's not a pencil. It's not
a pen. The Perpetua is. The Perpetua is a pencil. It's a graphite pencil. But... it's bonded, the graphite, and it looks just like a regular pencil. One side is flat so that it actually rests on your desk and won't roll off, which I love. You can sharpen it, but you don't need to. And then this bright rubber piece is actually the eraser.
And there's like eight colors.
Yes, it's very
white,
cool.
Yellow, blue, turquoise.
It won't break if it falls. The graphite and the outer body form kind of a single body. It's really interesting. No glues or protective coatings were added. It's made of 80% recycled graphite. It's very cool, and it writes really well.
It does.
We've been playing with it at the store. So that's the Perpetua. Then it gets cooler. These are what they call inkless pens.
You know, this is being recorded, so I can...
I know. These are kind of cool. I think it looks like... Jenny will back me up. This looks like a knitting needle, I think.
You know what I think when I see this? I think this looks like, you know, what Japanese women in kimono, they put their hair up with these things.
Chopsticks?
Well, yeah. Is that what they use?
You can eat with these.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to eat with those.
It's an inkless pen. You write with the metal tip. It writes forever. It never wears out. It actually writes really decently. Looks sort of like a pencil when you write on the paper. But it's lightweight. It feels a lot like an aluminum chopstick. It's kind of cool, and it comes in a round package, similar to Retro 51, without the cool, all the cool graphics. But you can rest your Prima, it's called the Napkin Prima, in here. It's kind of cool. I've been playing
with it. It is cool. The colors are fun. It's like anodized aluminum. It's real pretty. Yeah. There's blue, there's pink, and a couple other colors. So.
Yep. And then the really cool one is the Pininfarina Cambiano, which is a desk pen. Now, the pen itself, again, is the inkless pen. This one is wood and metal, really cool. And then it rests on a desk base. It kind of pops into the hole there.
And it sits, yeah, and there's a little groove on
there. There's a groove. Where it sits into the groove.
You don't want to put it there, yep.
Yeah. But it just slots right in here. And kind of closes itself up. These are
a nice,
really
nice heavy wood box, yeah.
It is. It's very pretty. I like the concept. I have a thing for natural products, things made of wood or leather or stone. So that may end up on my desk. Just saying. But we do have the three napkin products. We did not get the little Cuban.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't. I mean, we got everything else.
I didn't want
the only product Yafa has that we don't have now.
Just about. just about. But I thought they were interesting. We've, like I said, we've had quite a bit of interest in them at the store. Sold several already. Yeah,
they're interesting. They're a very well made product.
Different.
The Perpetua is a very interesting pencil to write with. I think artists are going to like that. The other ones are interesting too. That Pininfarina is pretty cool. So it's a beautiful presentation. Nice package. So.
I don't know. They're just different. There's nothing wrong with having something a little unusual. Write with a blue chopstick.
Blue chopstick.
Just saying. Whatever.
All right. Very cool. All right. So I think that's it for this week, huh?
I think so. Okay. And no mention of food.
No mention of food this week. And mentioning no mention of food does not count. So
no.
We should mention next week.
Yes, we're very excited.
We had a cancellation this week.
Well, I wouldn't call it a cancellation. We asked rather late.
Well, he still canceled.
Well, he wasn't set up.
Well, right.
He couldn't make it.
Next week we're going to have a guest, very special guest.
Woohoo!
So we're excited about that. We won't tell you who it is. We did mention it was a he, so that kind of narrows the field. So that's going to be fun. It will be the same time next week. Next week is also the pre-Baltimore Penn Show, which we're excited about. And then to be followed the following week will be the post-Baltimore pre-Long Island Penn Show. Which actually we will have, we'll mention it next week, but it'll be a different time on Tuesday, probably 7 o'clock.
It'll be a rough couple weeks. We've got Baltimore next weekend, followed immediately by Long Island the following weekend. So we get home from Baltimore on Monday, and we leave for Long Island on Thursday. But we'll have a good time.
So,
and then we'll have a couple odd weeks, perhaps. I'm not sure how some of that will go.
Okay. Well, so I guess since we're getting close to Baltimore, if there's anybody who wants us to deliver anything to Baltimore, most certainly we'll take anything you want. If you're on a website, you can select the in-store pickup option and just leave us a note and say deliver to Baltimore. And it won't charge you shipping, so be happy to bring it. There are certain things that we don't bring, or certain things that if you want to make sure we have, you know, a bottle of Mont Blanc Pink or whatever, you can order it, and we'll have it in a bag for you to pick up. So,
it'll be good. And yes, Tim, we are going to go back to Wisconsin in between the two.
Yes, yeah, we have to, sadly.
Yes, Dave's gonna need stuff. And we got to restock.
Yep.
But it'll be good. It's always a good time. We're going to stop at Kenro again. I've got something fun planned for Joel.
Good.
Yes. So that's. I think that's it.
Do we want to mention real quick the ad that the award?
Not yet.
We don't know. We don't know yet. Okay.
Not yet. Never mind. Not until Friday.
Sorry to tease you. Anyway. Chew on that for a week. I don't love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. If you have any comments, suggestions, or topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East, College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Send us an email. You can reach me at lisa@andersonpens.com.
Or brian@andersonpens.com.
You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and I don't even know what other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
You can join our mailing list, check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast this evening. We will see you next week with a special guest. Have a good night,
everyone. I'm going to go clean my pen.